The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We're going to do our trivia contest. There's rules, there's a prize, and we'll see how that goes. Also, pride dummy. Pride dummy, yeah. And then choking is bad, okay? Choking is bad. And then we'll close it out with the honey of mercy.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Just before I read this, I want to let you know my button wasn't pushed all the way in on my headset, so I just pushed it all the way in. Now everything is really loud. I think I just went, wah, it was so loud. Anyway, lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, so much more. How much more? So much. Just so much. Unbelievable. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. There could be some value in calling that number today. Keep in mind, also, any topic is open for conversation. If you want prayer, if you want to share a praise request, we are totally open to that. It's a show that's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. But remember, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, this weekend, or actually Friday, I'm going to be meeting with my two sponsors. Yay! Before I mention them, I do want to give a shout out to Wade, our good friend Wade Chessman, who got a phone call from me today. I'm on his radar. He's on my radar. Wade, I'm coming after you, coming to talk to you. I want you on the show. You're going to be a part of us. I'm looking forward to it. Just can't wait to our next talk. Yeah, Wade Chessman does financial strategy services, and I promise you, when he's on the show, I guarantee, I give you my double ho-ho treat guarantee that when he's on there and we do interviews, it'll be exciting. It won't be like a boring, like, and then we take the derivative of the calculator minus the square root of the, we don't do that stuff. We'll be saying, what are they doing in Washington, and what does that do to my taxes? Forget that. What does that do to my gas price at the pump, pal? That's what I want to know. That's what you want to know. So we're going to be dealing with that coming up in the future. Let's talk about our two faves that are on board right in the beginning. First of all, our good friend, John.
Big John. Big John.
So what's cool about John, it's pretty simple. Let's say you're going to have damage on your roof, but you don't know it. Now, most people will know that they have damage on the roof if there's a big flood going down the middle of their living room wall and then splashing out on their TV. That's a way to know. But you kind of want to know ahead of that. That's the goal. You want to know ahead of time there's problems at the roof. You can get a free inspection from John, no cost whatsoever, and roof replacement, roof repairs are no out-of-pocket costs. If he ends up doing the work for you, he'll tell you you don't need work. He'll tell you you do need work. He's not going to go up there and go, oh, you need work because I'm trying to get to the insurance company. This is a brother in the Lord, and he wants to do the things that he does in an honorable fashion. So we encourage you to get in touch with them in a couple of different ways. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. That's the website, TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. His phone number, which is an awesome number, 469-BLESSED. 469-BLESSED. And whether it's commercial or residential, If it's roof repair, that's one thing. If it's replacement, that's even better because he can help you go all the way through the process. John will take care of you and make sure everything is covered. Get it? Covered, because it's a roof. You know you got rain and stuff coming up. I'm just saying, you know it's coming. Might as well call 469-BLESS, get it taken care of. Okay. Right next to our good friend John is our good friend Pamela Melchione.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
That's amore. Okay, or it's Melchione. All right, that's good. We should have change that. We'll have that guy come back from wherever he is. He's probably not alive. And have him just say, that's Melchione. Okay. Anyway, her phone number, 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. What was that phone number, Dave? Let me help you, because repeating phone numbers on radio is helpful. Repetition is what sells. I'm just telling you. 817-505-5541. Pamela Melchione is at the top of the class when you talk about real estate. But the big thing about Pamela, she is like a referral-only person. But the big thing about Pamela is she's sponsoring the show because she believes in what we're doing and wants to be a part of it. You have to love that. So her original site, blessed-realty.com, is being transferred. And so she's going to have the blessedrealtycompany.com. And in your brain, you're thinking, didn't you just say the blessedroofingcompany.com with John? Yep. And she's going to have the blessedrealtycompany.com? Right. That's correct. And you're thinking, is there a connection? Yes. Well, you want more information? They're connected. That's the more information. If you want to talk to her free, it doesn't cost anything just to talk to her, get an idea of what your house is worth, or really just to get a lay of the land as to what's taking place, somebody who understands the industry, you want to get in touch with Pamela, 817-505-5541. Yay! Okay. My wife had a day off today. I wanted to thank her for that because she's been working extra hours overtime. And what is she doing on her day off? She's shopping, and not fun shopping. Food shopping. Now, food shopping can be fun if you're hungry. But that's not the kind of shopping we're talking about. Okay, a couple things to tell you. We're going to talk about our contest in the next section. There is the opportunity to win. I've got to go over the rules because by law, rules are required in a contest. So I took a picture of the paper that I wrote out with my hand. It's really bad, bad, bad writing. And then I put it on the website so nobody can go, well, I didn't know how to access it. So there it is. It's on the website. I'll read that in the next segment. We'll talk about that because we are going to be giving away, get this, a $20 gift card.
Yay!
Is that a single woo? Like a one-person woo?
Yay!
Woo! Okay. It'll be on kind of like either the Visa, MasterCard, kind of whatever those cards are. It'll be a $20 preset limit. You'll be able to spend on whatever you want. We suggest you spend it wisely, which means we're not there to try and feed somebody's like flesh. Get it? Get it? And then in the future, we're going to have things like $20 Chick-fil-A cards or $20, you know, Subway or, you know, $20, what is it? Hobby Lobby. There'll be some different things like that. We're going to, you know, kind of expand it out, have some fun. This one will be $20. We'll get to that in the next segment. Yes, I am making you hang around for that. Of course I am. I'm giving away money. You know whose pocket this comes out of? Mine. All you got to do is ask the station, who paid the bill today for the radio show? The answer? Moi.
Yay!
Moi. Thinking, well, you got to be making money. Where? That's my answer. Where? Don't they pay you a ton of money to sponsor? No. It doesn't cost anything. Which, by the way, brings me to another thing. If you know a business that wants to get in connected to the local market and radio market, and they want to have a really good advertising opportunity, somebody that talks about them, does the commercials, all the production, send them our way. We appreciate stuff like that. Send them our direction. We specifically need a chiropractor because my wife, she be hurting. It's like, you got to get a chiropractor. Got to get a chiropractor. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Okay, let me tell you a little story about a boy named Dave. Have you ever heard of this passage, Proverbs 16, 18? It's one of the most misquoted passages. They're famous on all the cable news stations for misquoting this passage. Here's the passage, Proverbs 16, 18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. The word haughty, for those that don't know, is to think of ourselves higher or above others, higher than others or above others. So pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. So people will go, pride goes before a fall. Okay, A, it doesn't say that.
Well, it's inferred.
Okay, it's not inferred. It's not in there. Pride goes before destruction. A fall is one thing. Destruction is another. See, a fall means poop, down. A destruction is get it? Okay, so there's a difference. Let me just tell you a little story about myself so you can understand. I got 2.5 minutes to tell the story. I'm in Acapulco with my family when I was a young boy. That was the big thing when you came out of Michigan, going to Acapulco, back before everybody was dangerous. We took a Hobie cat and went out in Acapulco Bay. Okay, Acapulco Bay, beautiful area. My sister and my brother and I are all sitting on the edge of the Hobie cat with our feet dangling in the water, going through the water in Acapulco Bay. Revlon Yacht was actually there at the same time. My sister leans down, puts her hands in the water, puts a bunch of water in her lap and goes, look at all the water I've got in my lap. My brother goes, it's nothing. And he leans down and he takes a bunch of water and puts it in his lap and he goes, look, I have more water. Well, I am the youngest of the three, and as the youngest, I must appear. So I decide I'm going to really show these two just because they're my older brother and sister, and I put my hands to put the water in my lap. About 1 second later, the boat skims right over my head. Why? Because in my pride, I fell off the boat trying to get more water in my lap. So there goes the boat sailing past me. There I am bobbing in the water. Why did it all happen? Because pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall, thinking I had a higher position or an above others position. Apparently the Hobie cat was there to help me learn a lesson. Before you get too arrogant and too haughty, you better make sure you don't get dumped in the Acapulco Bay. Happened to me, could happen to you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Take a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
The Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and rain and an apple seed. Yes, he's been good to me.
Doesn't he know there's a lot of cholesterol in lard? I'm losing it here. What? The lard? What is that guy? Where is he from?
The David Spoon Experience.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. A couple things to forward in your direction. If you want to reach out to the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. If you want to complain about the show, there is a new email that's been set up by Gmail. It only has about 20 seconds in it. It's G. I'm not really sure. I like Dave's show. I think I want to complain. Let me think about it. Oh, wait. Yes, I do at gmail.com. If you can write that out and send that to them in the next 10 seconds, they may receive that. If not, it's too late. I can't help you. Facebook, go to David Spoon Media. And YouTube, go to David Spoon Media. It has the shows plus little videos that I do on little different subjects here or there. A couple things to ask and tell you, and then to make sure everybody's on the same page. One, Wonder Julie's going to be taking a short little break, and so we're going to have Robert Man.
Yep.
We're going to call him Robert Man. Does he like Superman, Spider-Man? Who does he like? Ask him real quickly. He's going to be taking over. Who do you like? Do you like any of those characters? Does he have any favorite superheroes at all? Anybody that he likes, maybe anybody.
They call him Batman.
They do?
No, he does.
He does. Okay. I got to tell you my story. Okay, Robert, tomorrow, remind me to tell you the story about Batman. I'll call you Batman when you're on the air. Just remember, I just want to think.
I'm Batman.
Okay. I mean, you're just going to really like it. Anyway, he's going to fill in for a couple of days. And you know what happens is he hasn't done the show before, so we're going to work with him, make sure he gets a chance to do it well. And I'm sure we'll make some mistakes. If he doesn't make mistakes, I will. So he doesn't have much to worry about. Will go there, and we want everything to go well for Wonder Julie. So you got Wonder Julie, and we're going to have to call him Robert Mann. But you know, Batman, I like that he likes Batman. See, that's good. But don't get weird on me. Not the goofy newer. I like the old, you know. But I do like,
I'm Batman.
That's funny. Come on. And that guy who does that one video where he can't get out of the plane, that's just that's hilarious. All right, let's get into the contest, and let's understand what's going on in the contest. So because it is a contest, it does require a certain sense of skill, so I have to actually give you the contest rules. In fact, just so that you know, the time is 2:18 p.m., Texas time, Central time, and these are the rules, and I'm sorry I have to do this, but this is required, so I only have to do it once because it's recorded and then it's up on the website. David Spoon is A, the final decision maker on who is the winner, B, the only people who call in during the live show can win, C, the time for winning ends when the winner is announced, D, there is no available retribution for anybody who doesn't feel like they were treated fairly. Sorry, that's the way it goes. E, by playing, you agree to these rules. F, one answer per show. And G, one win per month. I can't have, you know, now I feel strongly that Leonard and Bobby are going to have good showings.
Listener number one can only win once a month.
Well, they can only win that. They can answer.
Okay.
Any other tribute, but I'm talking about the contest ones. Because, you know, otherwise I can just send them both $100 and we can be done with it.
Okay. Okay.
We're not doing that. So, I mean, everybody has to have a chance to win. Besides, some of these are easy, some of these are hard. Today's is hard. I have warned you. Today is hard. And the last thing we need to know before you answer this trivia question is, should I or should I not have my wife pick up an Eero sandwich from Arby's while she's over there at Walmart? That's what I haven't figured out yet. These are the mysteries that go through my mind. Here is the trivia question. Don't be dialing before you hear the question. That's good. I like that. We do not want you using Google or anything else. No aids. Just simply the Bible. No concordance. Be honest. Here we go. Joshua captured how many kings? Joshua captured how many kings? Whoa. See, now if somebody had studied, you'd know that. Call right away. If you do call right away, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. You will have to leave, if you're the winner, your address with Wonder Julie, and then we will send you the gift certificate, which, by the way, I hope Leonard got his bumper sticker. I just thought about that. All right, that's how we start it. We're just going to leave it there. If you don't have an answer, we'll might give hints throughout. That's a tough one. I can tell you one thing. How many kings did Joshua conquer? It's more than one. Here's your first hint. It's more than one. Okay? All right. So while people are contemplating that, isn't that fun, though? Because it's like, oh, you never know, right? All right. While people are contemplating, I better move this in case I have to press a button. This button pushing, that's the hardest thing I have to do in this whole show, is push a button. I feel like I'm right back at home. Anyhow, let's talk. I didn't get to do this yesterday. I had this one called Don't Choke, and I've actually had like four titles for this thing. Choking is bad, okay? Choking is a bad idea. Don't choke. There's all these different things that I came up with. And you must be thinking, what are you talking about? I'm talking about Luke chapter 8, verse 14. Jesus told the story on the sower and the seed. Remember the story on the sower and the seed? He told it enough times. It's in the gospel enough times. You should all be like, yep. Okay. And in that storytelling, I just want to point this out, there have been a multitude of interpretations. Some people believe that it represents the type of Christian. Some people believe it represents three of people not being Christian, one person being a Christian. Some people believe it's two being a Christian, two not being a Christian, one not being a Christian, three being a Christian. I mean, there's just you just can't believe how many different interpretations. I don't think when Jesus told the story, he was thinking, gee, I don't think this was his intent, I should say. I don't think the intent was, I'm so happy they're all going to guess how many were or weren't Christians. I think you're missing the story when you do that. And that is the danger of overanalyzing any kind of parable, is you can read into it maybe more than there should be. Let's not do that. Let's just take what Jesus said and use it, because he said something fascinating that's good enough that I can use as a Christian, that I want to use as a Christian, that I need to use as a Christian, because I think in my own stupidity I allow stuff like this to happen. In New International Version or in any translation, here's what it's going to say. Luke 8:14. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures. Did you get that? They are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. Now, whether you're a person who believes that this has got a salvation component or not, don't care. I want you to listen to what's being said by Jesus as he's teaching. And remember, he's teaching not just unbelievers, but believers. Okay, so it's not – his disciples are certainly believers at this point. It's the question is, you know, what is this – how does this apply? What does this mean? And here's what Jesus talks about. He says, well, there's this seed, the word of God, and it lands, and the people that it lands are with thorns are the people that hear it, but as they go – as they're moving along, the word is choked. Now, the last time I checked on choking, I guess, was probably back when I was in the into big time wrestling back in 1968. And they'd do the chokehold, and people would pass out because not enough oxygen gets there, and then they can't breathe, and they fall over, right? Well, Jesus is using choking as an illustration that these things choke out the word, the effectiveness of the word, so the word cannot have a maturity realm in our lives. It can't become 30%. It can't become 60%. It can't become 100% in what it produces. It can't do that. And what is it that creates that? Three things he identifies: worries, riches, and pleasures. And I want you to catch this. He doesn't put worries and riches together. He says worries. You know, like the cares of this life. While finances could be a part of it, health could be a part of it, direction could be a part of it, relationship can be a part of it, kids can be a part of it, parents can be a part of it. Pets can be a part of it as far as that goes. Everything and anything that concerns you and that has a weight to it, that can choke the word. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Riches, the pursuit of riches, the idea that riches can solve everything. When the Ecclesiastes writer, which was Solomon, wrote, money's the answer to everything, it was with that negative spirit that he wrote it. He was almost, it's almost sarcastic in its own communication. Here's the bottom line. Money will not solve for you, because the New Testament's clear. You cannot serve God and money. You must choose. You can only serve one. You can use money as a tool. That truth has been around for thousands of years. But some people make their whole life about the pursuit of money, and other people make it all about pleasures, thinking that somehow having a sexual encounter for a minute and a half is going to give them a full lifetime of happiness for an entire month. And Jesus is like, nope. All these things, worries, riches, pleasures, they choke the word out, so the word doesn't have its full impact. And when we have so much of our lives devoted to the concerns of life, to the wealth in life, or to the pleasures, we're missing the fruit that comes from the Lord through his word. I'm going to take a short break, come back, and step it up a little on the contest as well. So don't go too far. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station right here in Texas.
Just as I am, you reach down and see me.
Wow, what a roof!
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
Then they complained to Moses, against Moses and Aaron, and they said, it had been better for us to die in Egypt or even here in the wilderness. Their theory in that thought process is they're thinking, it'd be better for us if we just died in the wilderness or back in Egypt where we know where things were at, as opposed to going to a new land and being consumed by these big people. This is a terrible idea. There's some commentators that believe that their complaining really has to do with they thought it would be better to die over time in the wilderness or over time in Egypt versus going to the land and being immediately killed by these big people. And they were bumming. And look what they said. Wouldn't it be better to go back to Egypt? How quick we forget what the bondage is once you're out. Oh, how quickly do you forget the bondages that God brought you through once you're away from it? Like, I don't remember being that bad.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy, too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Facebook, David Spoon Media. I don't do a lot on Facebook. It's just a good access point, although I do put the videos up there. YouTube, not the YouTube, Joshua, YouTube. Anyhow, YouTube, David Spoon Media. Got a lot of videos up there. I've got 25 of the show and like 30 little minis. You know, it's fun, fun stuff. If you end up checking something out there, that's cool. We would ask you, by the way, there will be contests where we put something in the videos. I'm just telling you. It is going to happen. But check them out. You can see some of the different things. We always ask people to leave some kind of comment or say hello or something along those lines. And we're going to get a little deeper into this discussion on worries, riches, and pleasures, because I don't want you to think I'm just saying this off the top of my head. But I do want to go back to the contest to give people this opportunity, so I want to make sure you understand what's going on. You can call 972-445-0770. Now, I recognize that saying you can call once is restrictive, and that you can win once is restrictive. But I do want to open that up. And besides, I'm not made of money.
And I'm paying for this out of my pocket.
So the question, the trivia question is, Joshua captured how many kings? Now I'm going to tell you the number for that, the number, the chapter in the Bible, which will give you a real definitive answer, is chapter 12 of Joshua. I just gave you a huge key. Chapter 12 of Joshua will give you the answer as how many kings. It'll be the first person with the correct answer. Again, because it's a contest, it does require skill, but also it requires some statements that say that I'm in charge so that there can't be any weird stuff that happens. Okay. You understand. That's how it goes. So how many kings? More than one, but the answer is really found in Joshua chapter 12, just to let you know ahead of time. So I want to go back to that discussion we were talking about, the seed that fell amongst the thorns and that are choked out by life's worries, riches, and pleasures. I don't want you just thinking, you know, Dave, you're just saying that, you know, how do I know? And it's a valid question, I would think. You know, how do I know what we're talking about when we're talking about worries and riches and pleasure? So let me give you a little bit of help on that. Maybe it'll help. Merimnon is the Greek word for worries, and that comes from the word worry or anxiety. For those that are strong people, Strong's Greek 3308 from merizo, which means solitude. Solitude is the impression that you're all alone in something and nobody can help you or nobody will help you. It's that sense of worry. That's what Jesus is talking about when he gets into the weeds of, you know, you don't want the word of God to be choked because you're feeling that way. And I will say this, and I really do appreciate the person that told me this, and I think they're right. Most of the times, the things that you worry about never happen anyway. That's true. I mean, the devil is really good at making fear really big. And then when it talks about riches, it's plateau, which is from the base word of pletho, which is wealth, money, possessions, or abundance, like a plethora, get it? Abundance, riches. When you set your mind and your sight on those things, it chokes out the word. Why? Because that becomes your pursuit. So on one hand, there's a fear, and on another hand, there's a greed, a hunger that is not godly that people go after. That also chokes out the word. And that last word is hedonin, hedonon, from hedonist, just to let you know, or hendeno, sensual delight, by implication, desire. It's a temporary pleasure, mostly sexual. And that's another thing that chokes out the word. Somewhere in your mind, somebody said, oh, gosh, you know, when you make love with a person, oh, wait, well, let's use what people say. When you have sex with somebody, that 1 minute, 2 minute, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, that's good enough to make you happy for like 50 years. Wrong answer. That ain't true. I mean, everybody knows better than that. What it should be, or what the intent was, is not just procreation. That's silly, because God would not have made it pleasurable if it was just for procreation. So that's, I think that's just willy-nilly ridiculous. Number two, it's ridiculous because Song of Solomon's an entire book devoted to romance and sexual connection between two people. So that's just silly, silly, silly. But what it is the deepest level of intimacy that people can arrive at, and in its best fruition creates yet another life. That's okay. I got it. It's fine. So the idea is that these things that we think are super important to pursue are never as effective long-term in answering questions in our lives. If you think that your pursuit of money or your pursuit of intimacy is going to change everything, you might as well take a rumba class, because that has just as much chance of changing things in your life as those other things. And the other part about that, the fear, the concern, the worry, that kind of is on the shorter side in the personality, attacking a person who's feeling alone and just saying that person feels alone, and you kind of wallow in that aloneness or that concern or that care, and that drives the effectiveness of the word out of your life. It's almost as though we're people that do this. Remember God in the very beginning with Adam, he breathed into Adam. Remember, Adam became a living being. Here's something you should never forget, by the way. All scripture is God-breathed, 2 Timothy 3:16. Same breath that went into the scripture went into Adam, which is why there's times when you'll read the Bible, and it says, though God is breathing on you, because he is. But the idea that he breathed into us life is the very truth we need to recognize that we're not alone in anything. Unless we turn our fist towards God and reject him and then say no to him. And then he's like, okay, let me know how it goes. And he doesn't even do that. Most of the time he still pursues the person until the very, very, very ends. My point in that is understanding that you're not alone, so you don't have to let that take away from the word. Your money is not the answer. Intimacy is not the answer. Sex is not the answer. The answer is going to be in this communion that you have with the Lord, and man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And there are times in our lives where we need to recognize, hey, it's not just about me getting rewarded. It's about connecting with God so I can live life. And what's most amazing is people think that they can live a full life without being connected to the creator of life. I mean, it's absurd. Just on the surface, just on the logical context, like, what are you, nuts? So we need that connection. We need that element with the Lord. We need that love that he has for us. We need that word that he has for us. There's sometimes where his word speak, you read his word and you think, oh man, what, I'm a mess. I'm terrible. It's terrible. I'm doing awful. That's the greatest thing, because see, God's not having you read his word or connect to him through his word just so he can beat you up. If he wants to beat you up, he'd beat you up all day long. He does that so that you have the attitude of, man, I got to do better. Help me. I got to do better. When you read the Bible and that Bible makes you, and you're sitting here reading the Bible and have faith and walk in love and don't keep a record of wrongs and, hope is like an anchor to the soul. And you're like going, I am so far away from that. Instead of that being a negative where then the devil takes it and goes, ha ha, you're so far away from being a Christian. It's laughable. Ha ha ha. That's there so you go to God and say, help me be that person you want me to be. Not so you do this on your own, but so that you do this with him. This Christian thing is not you reflecting Jesus apart from Jesus. Okay? That's called religion. When you try to be God without God, so to speak, it's like Nazi cuckoo land. The idea of being a Christian is depending on Christ to be Christ-like. I'd like to see you love yourself, let alone your enemy, without the Holy Spirit. You just come knock on the door. I'll meet you right here at the station, because it ain't happening. You need God to do these things. And when you read Scripture and you feel that I'm falling short, you're falling short. Say, yeah, I'm falling short. I need help. That's why we have grace, unmerited favor. That's why we have mercy. You know what mercy and grace, people get that a little bit confused, I think. Grace is unmerited favor, which means you can't earn it. Mercy is not getting what you should get. In other words, God should judge you, but he doesn't. That's mercy. Grace is he gives you stuff you should never get. I'm like, okay, I like grace and mercy, right? We want both sides of that equation. And that comes from the Lord. And that comes from our connection to the Lord. And he's got plenty of mercy, and he's got plenty of grace. And you think, well, what about judgment? You know, mercy triumphs over judgment, James 2:13. But not if you're dissing God. If you're dissing God, you're on your own. It's your own plan. It's your own fault. You see what I'm saying? So the reason that I get into that is because what we do is we let the word into our system, and then what we do is we sabotage it. We choke it. You're sitting there at church, and you got that pastor, and that pastor's preaching, teaching something, and it's like, it's some really good stuff. And you all at church, you think, that's some really good stuff. And within 3 hours, you forget everything he said. I said, how is that effective? We need to not let the things that were being communicated. What if he just sat there and people are like, yeah, well, that pastor, he's not, that's not the word of God. What if he just sat there and read the book of Ephesians to you? That would be all the word of God. I bet you'd walk out of that church and 3 hours later, still forget some of the, you see what I'm saying? It's like the, and that pastor preaching, that is the exposition. It's expository elements of the word of God. But when you're falling short, you ask the Lord for help, and you ask him to make it a part of your system. You can't do this stuff without God. And he puts in his word, hey, this is where I'm at. This is where I want you to get to. Oh, man, Lord, I'm so far. I know. He's up there going, I know. But through me. Like, oh, all right, cool. Help me do better. That's why reading the word shouldn't be the chore it is. It should be more, what do I need to kind of focus on? What do I need to be praying about today, Lord? Show me in your word. Okay? That's important stuff. Don't let the word get choked out by these temporary things that have no real lasting value. All right, we'll come back and hit our last segment. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy, too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now, and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy, 972-445-1700, or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Well, all amps are louder. Because you see, ours, normally, an amp goes from 1 to 10, see? But ours, they go to 11, see? So ours are one more. They're louder, see? So you turn them all the way to 11, all the way up. They're louder.
I have saved the best for the last. Because I know almost what I am doing, but not quite.
The David Spoon Experience.
Wow, look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED. Because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name. The Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Yeah, I jumped that one a little early. you can't take this stuff too seriously. First of all, we want to thank our Wonder Julie for doing such a fantastic job getting us through to this point. She is going to be taking a little time off. So then we've got Robert Mann coming in, going to be taking over. So he's behind her, and he's going to be helping with the contest, whatever. I'm going to pull this contest because I don't want people to freak out. Did we ever have anybody call and guess?
Nope. No callers today.
Okay. Well, so that was a tough question. You want to know what the answer? I'm going to give the answer. So we're officially calling this contest, and I'm going to drop the low. That's a toughie. If you would have gone through Joshua chapter 12, the answer is 31 kings. That's how many kings? 31.
What was the question again?
How many kings did Joshua conquer?
Oh, 31.
Good answer. Too late. I already called it. So we'll drop that down a little. Now listen, I had another one. Listen to this one. How many animals? I'm not going to do this one because this is a really tough one. How many animals, different animals, are cited in the Bible? I mean, is that like what a tough question that is? I would never know that without Google. I don't even know if I'd know that with Google. You know what the answer to that one is? 125. I mean, who knew? 125. And I think they have to count all the snakes. Vipers are counted as one, snakes as another. Wow. So we're going to try and be a little more careful with that because I think it's because I'm cheap. And I don't want to just give away money because I don't have any. So.
Well, nobody does.
Well, I mean, if I had plenty, I would. I think that's part of it, though. So I'm like, you know, I might have made that a little harder than I probably made that a little harder than I should have. And when I get home, I bet you I hear about it. So the real question is, do I want an Arby's sandwich or not? That's still the answer I have not come up with yet. We will continue our contest tomorrow. So Robert Mann will be hosting doing the I call it producing. What do you guys call it in that position?
Engineering, producing.
Okay, producing, that kind of stuff. So Robert Mann's going to be doing that with us, and we're going to have a good time, and he will answer the question, or he'll have the answer, and then write down your name if you win, and if you do, we send you a little gift card. That's how it's going to work. Okay. All right. So a couple things to remind you of. Don't forget davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't forget Facebook, David Spoon Media, and YouTube, David Spoon Media, if you want to hear some of that stuff right there. Okay, I kind of want to finalize on this. I think it's really an important point to understand the Word of God and what happens when you go to church and when you're having fellowship, and to understand what is good and, you know, what is maybe a proper way to be aware of the enemy and or our flesh and or the world trying to take over the influence of the Word of God in our lives. And what happens, I think, to quite a few people is, you know, we will watch television, you'll watch some news, and what takes place is you'll see something, and if you are a conservative Republican and you watch the news and something good happens, you're like, yay! And if you're more of a liberal Democrat and something happens good for you, it's like, yay! And no longer does it matter what's really being said, as long as your side is winning. And so there becomes this attachment to the war that can be less spiritual in nature than it should be. So I'm going to give you a couple of good techniques, or at least one good technique, in regards to the Word of God having more influence in your life than television. And here's the first technique. Ready? It's really complex. It's taken thousands and thousands of years to perfect. And I've heard that people have perfected it, and I would like you to try it. It's really important. So here's the new technique. If something takes place that you either hear about from Hollywood, watch because of Hollywood, or hear about because of the media, or listen to because of the media, and it's something that's really, you know, kind of out there, and it's just shaking your world, here's my answer. Ready? Here, get ready. Ready? Here's your answer so that you can make sure it doesn't influence the Word of God. Here's the answer. So?
Don't.
So. Okay, see. You think, oh, that's just childlike. Did you read Revelation? Do we win? Okay. That's all I want to know. Are we winning? Do we win? Does Jesus win? Well, it gets really, if you're a premillennial dispensationalist, well, it gets pretty close. Okay, it gets pretty close, but at the end, do we win? Yes? Okay, we win. Okay. So then my answer is so. Because why? We win. Okay. You want to really be in the ultimate fight? It's not Republican versus Democrat. It's good versus evil. It's the kingdom of God versus every other kingdom that exists. If you pick God's kingdom, your answer could always be, so. We win. I mean, I want to be on God's side no matter what. I don't want to be on any man's side. I don't want to be on any system's side. I want to be on the side of the creator of the universe. I don't want to be left or right. I want to be top center. I want to understand that when that angel said to Joshua, I'm not for you or your enemy, his answer was, you know what? I'm for the army of God. I want that. I passionately want to be for the army of God. I passionately want to be for the kingdom of God. And as a Christian, you ought to be that way too. Now, if God has put it on your heart to be a part of that warfare in the political realm, and he's brought you to that place, there is nothing wrong with that unless it takes away from the kingdom of God proclamation. Let me make this absolutely clear. It is not just a matter of saying this looks right. It is a matter of truth. And the truth is, apart from Jesus Christ, people are not getting in. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. 1 Timothy says Jesus is the only mediator between God and mankind. In Acts chapter 14, verse 3, it's clear. It says, there is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved but the name of Jesus Christ. There is no other way. And whether people have good works or not good works, good looks or not good looks, doesn't matter. And every other religion talks about their goodness to get to a certain placedness. And only Jesus said, no, I am he. I'm just not a part of it. I'm it. You see, the real key here is understanding that heaven is God's home, and Jesus said, I alone am the door. Coming or not? That's it. And you think, oh, it's so arrogant. Well, if you reject Christ and you face God, tell him. Tell him he's arrogant. Good. Let me know how that goes. Or you can get on board with his program. See, there's this mindset in the world, and this is the mindset, and I'm just going to say it. Well, that's not fair. Tough. Well, you don't understand. No, you don't understand. Every single breath you have ever had is a gift from God. You're lucky to have it. And if God decides, I'm going to make everybody look like a seahorse, everybody instantly will look like a seahorse. And you couldn't stop him. Now, you can either get on board on his page or not. Now, because he's merciful and because he's compassionate, he didn't explode the earth. And he let you live the multiple times you deserved not to live. You should just be thankful. I should just be I guess that's why Scripture says God is on earth and God is in heaven and you're on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. I guess that's why that is there. You think, well, that's a strange thing to do for a talk show host. I know. I didn't tell God make me this way, right? But I'm going to take what I am and surrender it to him. And if he doesn't want me to do something in it, I'll change it. Not, this is the way I'm made, and that's how I am. Well, I was made in sin. How about you? I need redemption. I need Jesus Christ to save me. You might be out there right now listening, and you're like, but I feel this way, or I go through this, and I got it. I get all of it. I fully understand it. I'm a former drug guy. I fully get it. But the answer is to surrender to Jesus Christ. The bumper sticker that should be out there is, you can ask Jesus to help. That's the one that should be there on everybody's car. You could ask Jesus to help because he loves to help people. And you're out there and you're trying to figure out what to – stop trying to be, you know, whatever the world is trying to make you. Once you come before the Lord, yield to him and let him make you who he wants you to be. That's going to turn out to be so much better than all these pictures you have in your brain. All these things you have in your mind. I should be like this, or I should do this, or I should be like this. You know what you should do? You should ask the Creator what you should do. That's so much better. Then you don't have to try and figure it out. You don't have to be so smart. I am an independent person. Really? I bet you can't be independent without oxygen. Let's see. Don't breathe for 50 minutes. Let's see how independent you are. Oh, I guess that didn't last very long. You couldn't go through 5 minutes without breathing. You get what I'm saying? Silly stuff. All right. All right, tomorrow we're going to go back to the contest, have a little more fun. We're going to talk about honey and mercy. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break. We'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.